Welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using these booklets that say Mountain Vespers on the front. If you didn't get one, they're available on the table by the entrance where there's a candle burning there. And this is a service that was written by a former staff member 10 years ago here at Holden, for Holden. And if you would turn to the third and fourth full pages, you will see that the verses on the various parts of the service don't have musical accompaniment in the congregational version. And so our Mountain Vespers singers will be leading us in the verses. And as you hear the melody, you're welcome to join in, but they'll be leading the verses on Psalm 141, Psalm 36 there at the bottom of page 3. And then when we get to the Magnificat, which is on page 4 there, the facing page, we will stand as we sing the Magnificat together. And after a few moments of silence, we'll begin our worship.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine on us, your people.
Thank you.
Your love.
Our first reading tonight is from Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 15th chapter. We who are strong ought to put up with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Each of us must please our neighbor for the good purpose of building up the neighbor. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is a poem from Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
Hear us this night into the promise of morning.
You, O God, have done.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord. For peace from above and for our salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. For peace in the whole world and the unity of all nations. Let us pray.
Children who gather together in prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord. For those who strengthen others that they might find strength. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who work for peace and
abundance and good weather, quiet and celebration.
Let us pray to the Lord. For deliverance from affliction, anger, danger, and need. Let us pray.
Pray together the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Oh God, you have called us to ventures where we cannot see the end. By paths never yet taken, through perils unknown. Give us good courage.
Creator God, source of wisdom and source of wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love tonight and give us the courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Go in peace and serve the living Lord.